I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none. There is none. There is none. There is none. There is none like you. And it's ringing in my heart, but here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Lord, that song was just ringing down in my heart, to my soul, God. After I had to declare, God, that there is absolutely none like you. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your many blessings, God. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for your tender mercies, God. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your unmerited favor, God. I thank you for your mercy. God, I thank you for sparing my life another day. God, I thank you for keeping me. God, I thank you for sustaining me. God, I thank you for being wonderful. God, I thank you for being God all by yourself. Lord, I just want to say thank you this morning. And I declare, God, that there is none like you. I can search all over, God, and never find anyone that's like you. God, I can look high, I can look low, and never will find anyone that compares to you. For God, you are magnificent all in all your ways. Lord, you are glorious in all your ways. God, you're just so loving, so kind, so merciful, so tender, so gentle, so graceful, God, in all your ways. My soul just wants to worship you and adore you. Here I am, God. Because you are so magnificent, God, here I am, Lord, to lift up your name, to worship you, to praise you, to say that you are my God, that you are my King, that you are my Lord. Here I am, God, because, God, you have been so wonderful, God, that I cannot even tell it all. Words cannot even express my gratitude, God. Words cannot even express how great you are, God. Words cannot even express how grateful I am, God, that you love me, God. Look beyond my faults and seen my needs, God. Look, oh God, past my situation, my present time or my past, God, and saw my future, God, because you know my ending from my beginning. So, God, where I recognize you in my life, God, it's not the point, God, that you see me fulfilling. It's not the point, God, that you see, oh God, completed in my life. But, God, you see my ending, God, and know where I'm going, God, and know where you need to lead me and know where you need to guide me. And you saw, God, that there was something greater in me. Hallelujah. You saw that there was something wonderful in me. You saw that there was something worth saving in me, God. And I want to say thank you, Lord, today. Hallelujah. For if it had not been for the Lord on my side, if it had not been for you on my side, God, my soul cries out, where would I be? Hallelujah. God, I want to say thank you, God, for seeing something in me, God. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you for seeing something in me. Thank you for being my God, for you know me intimately, God. You know me inside and out. You know the way that I should take. You know the way that I should go. So, God, you know my thoughts are far off, God. Hallelujah. Glory, God. Glory. And so, God, my heart right now, God, that's all it wants to do is praise you and magnify you because you are an omnipotent God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, wonderful Savior. You are a wonderful, magnificent Savior. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the great I am, God. You're everything that we need and more. You are a wonderful counselor. You are a comforter, oh, God, for those, oh, God, that need comforting. You are our present help in the time of trouble. You are the strength of my life, God. I want to say thank you. You are the source of my strength, Lord. You are the very air that I breathe, the substance of my life. And I say thank you, God, for being everything that I need and more. My strength, my strong tower, the wheel in the middle of a wheel. Oh, God, my everything. Oh, God, my rock in a weary land. A shelter from the times of storms. Oh, God, I want to say thank you. Oh, God, it's a shelter for the time of storms. Or in the time of storm, I want to say thank you. You're just everything that we need and more. And so we magnify your name on this Wednesday, more God, and we thank you for another day and an opportunity, God, to come before your presence with singing, to come before your presence in prayer, for you declare in your word that men ought to always pray. But God, we should pray without ceasing. And not only should we pray at all times and pray without ceasing, but the Bible also tells us that we should make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye land, that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. So David, God, declared that we should praise you at all times, God. And then, God, you told us, Jesus, you told us that men should pray and not faint, Lord. So we've been given the direction to praise you, oh, God, at all times and the directions, oh, God, to pray and seek your face at all times, Lord, without ceasing. So that means that praise and prayer are something that is important. And so we come before your presence to magnify you and glorify you this morning. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah. We rejoice and we're glad in it, God, because you have blessed us to see a brand new day. You bless us with our right minds this morning because we find ourselves seeking you early in the morning in prayer, Lord. We find ourselves blessing you with the fruit of our lips because we desire to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. So thank you that I have lips, oh God, and a tongue, oh God, to magnify you and to glorify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. To lift up your name, to tell you that I love you, to tell you that I extol you, to tell you that there's none like you, God. I thank you that I have a mind to serve you, a mind to walk with you, a mind to not give up, oh God, and a mind to continue to chase after you. God, I want to say thank you, God, oh God, that you ordered my footsteps, that my footsteps are walking towards you. For I find myself pressing towards a mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm aiming towards you. I'm hungry and thirsting at the more of you, God. I'm following after you because I'm hungry and I'm thirsty for more of you, God, this day. Lord, I just want to say thank you for another chance to say yes to your will, God. This day, every single day that I see, God, is another day of new mercies. Every day, God, that I see is another day that I can walk closer to you. Every single day that I see, oh God, is another opportunity for me to fulfill purpose, oh God, that you have for my life, Lord, to make your name glorious, to make you smile, Lord. I want to make you smile. I want to make you proud. I want to make your name glorious. Every day that I see is another day that I can let my light so shine before men that they may see my good works, but give you the glory, God. And then every day that I see, God, is another day that I can lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And shout it everywhere I go. Every day that I see, God, is another day that I can lead someone to Christ to let them know that Jesus still saves, that he still delivers, that he still sets free, that he still is a way maker, that he still is a strong tower, that he still is everything that we need. Even more, that his blood still works, that his blood still cleanses, that his blood still makes whole every single day, God, hallelujah, that you allow me to see. There's another day that I can make your name great in this dark and dying world. I want to say thank you, Lord, for trusting me to see another day. I desire a closer walk with thee. Hallelujah, a closer walk with thee. So, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we can't draw near to thee, God, if there are things that are carnal in our mind, carnal in our soul, in our heart, if there's sin in our lives, God, we can't draw near to thee because cleanness has nothing to do with filthiness or dirty. There's a difference between clean and unclean, difference between holy and unholy. And so as we avail ourselves to you this morning, we ask you, God, to shine your light inside of us and outside of us, oh, God, to reveal everything that's unlike you. Drive out everything that's unlike you. Cast the devil out of our mind. Cast the devil out of our wheels. Cast the devil out of our way. In the mighty name of Jesus, uproot everything that's unlike you. God, tear out the strongholds. Tear out the weights, oh, God, the sin that easily beset us. Tear out those things that are dragging us down, that's causing us not to fulfill purpose, causing us to not to fulfill your promise, God, that you have for our lives, not to do your will, to be disobedient, to be carnal-minded. Oh, God, cast out those things that cause us to fall short of your glory, that you can't present us faultless before your glory, oh, God, before your throne, God. Uproot those things that cause us to fail you, to fall short of your glory. So let the blood of Jesus wash us clean even now. I hear the song, what can wash away my sins? The blood washes away every crimson stain. I know it doesn't make sense to our carnal minds, to our physical minds, How can blood that's crimson wash away sin that's crimson? But it washes white as snow. Hallelujah. Because God, your blood washed us and made us whole and threw our sins into a sea of forgiveness, Lord, that we don't have to bear our sins anymore. We don't have to bear the weights of the world on our shoulders. We don't have to bear our shortcomings in life on our shoulders. But you have freed us. For who the Son has set free, he is free indeed. And so I'm free, God, hallelujah, to walk right. I'm free to live right. I'm free to act right. I'm free to live right. I'm free to praise you. I'm free to glorify you. I've been freed. The shackles of sin no longer have me bound. The shackles of life no longer have me weighted down, but I have been freed by the Lamb of God. I have been freed, hallelujah, to worship the God of my salvation. No longer am I a slave. No longer am I a bondsman. No longer am I under the control of the enemy, but I have been set free. For the who the Son has set free is free indeed. And I am free, oh God, to magnify you, free to declare the world that I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free. I'm free, God, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, to let the world know that Jesus still saves. I am free. I'm free from having to worry about what people say. I'm free to and not have to worry about what people think about me. I'm free and not have to worry about, I've been freed from worrying about people talking about me and people lying on me and people not following the words that I've given them, God, the words of life that you have placed in my life, God. I'm free, God, because I can cast all of my cares upon you. You freed me. You freed me from sin. You freed me from, oh God, inner hurt, inner harm. You freed me from the bondage that I placed myself under in my mind. You completely make us free, Lord. Oh God, thank you, God, today. When you free us, God, you free us wholly and completely, Lord. You just don't free one part of us, but God, you do a complete work. Oh God, let us know, God, remind us, oh God, today, that you're not a shoddy God. You're not a haphazard God. You're not a lackadaisical God. You're not a God that does not complete everything in whole fashion. You do the whole entire job. I complain sometimes, God, I assign different assignments, Lord, tasks, and they don't get completed to the fullness, Lord. But that's not your case, Lord. When we put a petition before you, when we send prayers up to you, God, you fulfill the promise completely, Lord. You do all things well. There is no failure in you. There are no limitations in you. God, there is no limit to what you can do for your people. So with a grateful heart this morning, with a heart filled with praise, God, I say thank you. Thank you for this brand new day. Thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you for the victory that comes with this day. Thank you for the strength that comes with this day. Thank you for the wisdom, God, that will come with this day. Thank you for the obstacles that I shall overcome that will come before me this day. Thank you, God. That's my heart. It just cries out, thank you, Lord, because you are a God that never fails. There's no failure in you. And God, I say I love you with all of my heart, with all of my mind, with all of my soul, God. This morning I say thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of your people, God, this day. Thank you, oh God. I prayed yesterday for traveling mercies. All of those that were traveling to Detroit, Michigan, God, to attend the International Women's Convention. And God, I want to say thank you for giving and bringing us here safely. Thank you for providing shelter over our head, Lord. The shelter that we came to, oh God, was not pleasant, Lord, but you made a way that we were able to get out of that place, oh God, and get into another place. God, you do all things well. God, there's no failure in you. You, God, you fulfill, God, you come and you answer, Lord. I heard Bishop Butler say last night, God, he just thought, God, how? God, show me someone, God. I need to see someone, Lord, that can help get us home, God. And he was looking in a sea of people and didn't recognize any people, God. And soon as he made that petition in his heart, Lord, He saw me walk up, God, waiting for my wife. God, you are on time, God. It's just a little something, God. His petition was little, God, but you are no respecter of person, God. God, our little bitty prayers, oh, God, are just as big as the miracles that we need you to perform, God. You are a God that is not a respecter of person, a respecter of situation. Lord, that woman, oh, God, with the issue of blood, her desire was just to get to you. She didn't need to talk to you. She didn't need to shake Jesus' head. She didn't need to do, he didn't need to lay hands on her, but she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, hallelujah. Those four men, Lord, they understood, God, that it was important for them to get their lame friend, oh God, to you. It didn't matter if they had to climb upon a roof. It didn't matter, God, if they had to break through the roof. It didn't matter, God, that they had to strap the man down and drop it into your presence. But God, they went forward in you, knowing that if they can just get to you, God, you can answer prayers, God. You can make all things well, God. Help us to give us that desire, God, that anointing, God, that hunger, excuse me, that thirst to get to you in no matter what the circumstance or situation. God, a little prayer, God, goes a long way. A little petition, God, can make something wonderful happen. Oh, God, do it for your glory, oh God, in our lives, and help us to understand, God, that you are a prayer-answering Savior. You hear the cries and hear the pleas of your people. But help us to walk upright, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, when we cry, we don't want to cry out in the midst of our sins because we're being beaten down by and receiving the fruit of our harvest, the fruit, the seeds that we have planted, Lord. Let us plant seeds of righteousness and plant seeds of holiness that when the enemy comes and when situations come in our life, Lord, you won't have to look away because you will see a reflection of you. You will see a people, oh God, that's living holy, a people that's living righteous, a people, God, that you are able to dwell in. And so you know the way that we go and the pathways that we take because you are living inside of us or within us. Help us to live holy and acceptable lives so that when we cry out to you, Lord, God, you can come right on time. You can come right on time like you always do. So, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, as I was attempting to pray earlier, oh, God, cleanse us from the very crowns of our heads, the soles to the soles of our feet, God, that we may be vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor, God, this day. We want to walk glorious. We want to make your name glorious today. We want to walk in power. We have a day that you've made, that you've guaranteed victory, that you've guaranteed favor, that you've guaranteed that you will abide with us, but we don't want to run you away with raunchy living and riotous living and carnal living, or I know, God, that we call ourselves believers and saved, but sometimes we fall short. For your word tells us that for all have sinned and fall come short of the glory of God, but we don't want to be in that state, Lord, because you told us if we confess our sins, you are faithful enough to forgive us of our sins. And not only are you faithful enough to forgive us, but you'll cleanse us of all unrighteousness. When we do wrong, God, when we do people wrong, God, forgive us, Lord. When people do us wrong, God, help us to forgive, Lord. You are a forgiving God, a merciful God, and you expect us to reflect you in all of our ways. So clean us up, Lord. And then fill us and overflow us, Lord, until we overflow, God. Rain down on us. Rain, oh, anointing. Rain, God, power. Rain your spirit, Lord, because where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's freedom. Hallelujah. There's joy because you bring about a fullness of joy, joy that the world did not give and joy that the world cannot take away. And so I magnify you this day. I glorify your name this day, and I pray that your will is done in our lives on this day. We pray for our leaders, Lord. Thank you for Bishop Thomas, God. We pray your blessings and your anointing on him. We pray that you continue to strengthen him, oh God, empower him and grant him favor, grant him strength, Lord. Grant him, oh God, a healing in his body, God, a long life, oh God. Pour into him strength, oh God, and God, grant him the desires of his heart. Bless Mother Thomas, Lord, and bless all those that are volunteering this week, Lord, as we work his booth for his campaign. God, give us the words to say, not just to be there to be seen, Lord, our eye candy, but God, help us to give us the words that we may speak, oh God, into them, oh God, and let them know how great our leader is and how important it is for him to be on the general board. Let us not sit there in vain glory, oh God, to be seen by others. But help us accomplish the task and the work that you need for us to accomplish so that our leader, God, may be placed on the general board so that our church, oh God, can have a father that we need, someone that can breathe into us, someone that can give us wisdom, someone that can give us direction, oh God, on how to live a holy and acceptable life. Bless our leader today and bless all those that are volunteering and working, oh God, on his behalf. We pray, oh God, for Bishop Blake, Lord, and all of the general board, God. We pray for Mother Willie Mae Rivers, Lord. We thank you for the word of God last night. Oh, God, we was not able to hear it, but, God, we saw the women of God coming out, rejoicing, oh, God, about the service and about the message from our sainted mother. We pray that you continue to bless her day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, week by week, month by month. God, continue to pour your spirit and your strength in her to give her a long life, to keep encouraging her and to keep blessing her in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, we have those that are on our prayer list. God, we've been receiving petitions. Yesterday we received an anonymous petition, oh God, for someone that was praying for their family, Lord, salvation in their home, Lord, and salvation for their husband, God. We thank you for those that understand the importance and the power of prayer, that we not only should pray for ourselves, God, because we first have to start at home, but God, we just don't look at ourselves, but God, our heart's desire go past our selfish desires, and God, we begin to pray for those that are around us, oh God, and those that are in need, oh God, and those that are in want, God, those that are in lack, those that need, oh God, something more than what we need. When we begin to intercede on behalf of others, God, then that means you come in and you handle our problems, God. We're not asking you for you to open up the door for us, but God, we're asking for you to open up the door for my neighbor, open up a door for my coworker, open up the door for my spouse, open up the door for my sibling, God. Heal their bodies, change their life, God. Make a way out of no way for them, and then God, you come and handle our problems because we're not focused on ourselves, but we're focused on the things of others. And so we had that repetition yesterday. So we pray for salvation in that home, God. We pray for unity in that home. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that that person, God, that they have a mindset to seek after your face and be the light in that home that you need for them to be. Oh, God, give them the wisdom to read your word, God. Help them to understand your word. And then also help them, oh, God, to remain attached to the vine, God. And that's the ministry. God, we can't just stay at home or be at home and expect, oh God, to grow, expect to continue to have our lights refilled and our strength refilled, oh God, but we have to connect to the vine. And God, that occurs when we are in fellowship with one another, not forsaking the fellowship of ourselves together, oh God, with like-minded believers, God. And so we sharpen one another. Iron sharpens iron. And so we must encourage one another and help build one another up so that when we go home, we may be the light and the vessels and examples that we need to be before those that are ungodly. And so, God, we pray that you encourage that young lady today and touch her family and let salvation come to her home, God. You can do it, God. I heard testimony after testimony, Lord, of mothers and women and even men, God, saying that they prayed for their spouse, that they prayed for their children, and eventually, Lord, their prayers were heard, and they received you as their personal Lord and Savior. Do it, God, but help us to walk close to you. Help us to remain, God, trusting in you, depending upon you, never doubting, Lord, though time may pass, Lord. Oh, God, help us not turn to the left or turn to the right, but to continue, God, to look to the hills, knowing that our help cometh from you. And then I pray for the young man, God. I believe his name is Michael. He still has a petition on there praying for his family and his siblings to also get to know you in the pardon of their sin. God, we pray for Brenda Logan, God. Dr. Harbor put on that petition, God, and asked for people to pray for the healing of Brenda Logan. So we pray that you heal and touch her body even now in the mighty name of Jesus. I call on the name of my dear brother, Brother Larry Brown, God. You are making ways out of no way in his life. You're opening up doors, God, and showing yourself faithful, showing yourself merciful and kind. And God, I just want to say thank you on behalf of my dear brother, and that you continue to keep on doing great things in his life every single day, so that he may completely know, oh God, that you are his God. And I hear it in his voice that he's drawing nearer to you every single day. Because, God, you're doing great things in his life. So we pray for my dear brother, Larry Brown. Pray for my brother, John Hamilton, today. We pray for the young lady, the co-worker, oh God, of Missionary Howard, Lord. We pray for healing in her body, God. I don't know the results of that, the foot that was not removed, Lord. But, God, you know, God, and you can heal right now, Lord. That centurion man said, you don't have to come. You are a man of authority. You can just say the word, God, and it will be done. And so, God, he understood that you have great power. So, Lord Jesus, we ask that you just say the word. Send the healing that's needed in that life of that young lady. Let her not have a spirit to give up, Lord, but let her have someone come before her to let her know that there is hope, Lord. Every day with you, God, is another day, God, of your mercies and your grace. God, help her to understand, God, that there is hope in you. The enemy, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He tries to come and take us away from you and take us far away from you that we may not see your glory. But God, help her today to see you not only in the pardon of her sins, but see you as that shelter in the time of storm, that rock in a weary land, God, an awesome God that we serve. And then, God, I believe the young man should have surgery. Can't remember his name. A young man who was misdiagnosed with a form of cancer, Lord, and was another form. Oh, God, perform the miracle in his life and heal, Lord, deliver and set free. God, I thank you for Superintendent Smith, William Smith in California, God, who was found with surgery, oh, God, I believe on Tuesday, Lord, or Monday, Lord. The wife was asking for healing, God. We thank you for the word, God, that you healed his body, God, that you were able, that the doctors were able to get that cancer out completely, Lord, and he's cancer-free now, God. We want to say thank you, Lord, for providing guidance to the hands of the doctors, God, that they can take care of the task and remove the infection, remove the sickness, remove the cancer out of his life. We want to say thank you, God. You do that, God. You give us the understanding, give men the understanding to be able to do great things. And I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing. I want to pray for, God, Sandy Tate, Lord, my aunt, Lord. We pray for her, touch her body, God, today. The petitions, oh God, are going out that she's been quite sick over the last couple of days, having different issues, God. But we thank you that your blood, God, still works, God, today. That your blood still heals, your blood still delivers, and that your blood still sets free. And so I plead the blood over her life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover her with your blood right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the very crown of her head to the soles of her feet, cleanse her, make her whole, God, heal her body. My uncle, oh God, Matt Thomas, Lord, touch his body even now, God. Continue to strengthen him even now, God. Continue to give us to pray, Lord, for men ought to always pray. And so, God, give us to pray without ceasing for those that are in need, God, in our lives and those that are outside of our lives, God. Bless today. Keep us in the heart of your hands, God. There are more petitions that may be needed, God. I pray for guidance today as we go about doing your job. I pray for strength for my family today, that you'll watch over and protect my family while we are away, God. I pray for blessings on my mother, God. Thank you for her always being there, God, and being, God, someone that is faithful, someone that is loving. I pray for my siblings, God. I thank you for my sister, God, that undergirds the ministry, that sows into the ministry, God, that speaks life into the ministry, God. And they're not even here local with us, God. I thank you for those people that you've sent in our lives, oh God, to continue to encourage us, oh God, to continue to press on and continue to march on, God. I pray for healing for my older brother and his body, Lord. I pray for salvation for my younger brother and his family, Lord. I pray for my wife's, oh God, family, her brother, God, her older brother, Lord, and her nephews and nieces, God, Dre and Lisa, Roy and Ardrina, Lord, Norman, God, and Imelda and Gilbert, God. I call out their names and pray for their lives this day. day in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for her father, God, that you would strengthen his body, God. Continue to strengthen him and keep him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for every pastor in the Great Northern District, Lord. Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Lord. Oh, God, Assistant Superintendent Eddie B. Pruitt, Lord. Pastor Kenneth Hackett and Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Lord. Pastor Andy Cork and Pastor Ray Satterfield, Lord. I pray for Pastor Wayne Cream, Lord, and Pastor Clifton Cooley, God. Pastor William Cornick, Lord, and Pastor Lawrence Clayette, Lord. I pray for my friend, oh, God, Pastor, oh, God, Brian Jones, oh, God, and Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Lord, and Pastor Herschel, oh, God, God, I can't think, Chenault, Lord. I want to say thank you for the men of God that are working in that area, God, and give us the strength, God, to continue to labor in your name, God, that we labor not in vain, but that we labor in your name, in the mighty name of Jesus, that our brotherhood will grow, that we may take the area and the city by storm, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, and we put all of these things into your hands, because God, you're able to keep us. You're able to strengthen us. You're able to undergird us, and you're able to grant us strength and wisdom and life to be the examples that we need to be in this dark and dying world. God, I want to say thank you. For the petitions that I did not recall, God, I say thank you, because it's already done. If we can just declare that and believe that, Lord, that it's already done. As we go from door to door, place to place, work to home and home to work, or however way we go, God, if we can just be strong enough and bold enough to declare that it's already done, the way that I need God to make it's already done, the healing that I need you to perform in my life is already done, the doors that I need you to be open, God, it's already done, God, the people that we need you to send our way, Lord, it's already done. If we can just confess it with our mouth and know that you're able to do it, God, it does nothing, God, but add power to you, and God opens us up, oh God, to the great things that you have in store for us. If we can just confess it with our mouth, speaking the words of life into our situations, and we speak those now. We speak into our lives, we speak into our bodies. We speak into our finances. We speak into our homes. We speak into our jobs. We speak into our loved ones, God. We speak the power of your spirit, Lord, because your spirit comes to make us whole, to make us strong, to give us life and life forevermore. God, I say thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. I pray for the members of Praise Center. Thank you for those that are there. Thank you for those that are faithful. Convict those that are not, God. Let them know, God, that they're not in right standing. But send them back in, God, so that they may be reconnected back to you, and that we may be one, whole, and strong. We thank you, God, that you are the source of our strength. And we thank you, God, that we can continue to move on, because our God will supply all of our needs. We thank you, God, this day. And we pray that your will is done in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this day. Amen and amen.